yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Actually, it was.
Yeah. Current events quiz, midterm review, collecting of wraparounds, use of tape, sources of news today, the last major lecture, and then the second half of class, a press conference, where you all will be reporters for a day.
Sounds pretty fun.
You get paid. What a buzzkill. We get paid. No. No. Newsmaker's going to come in here and talk to you for a little bit. You get to ask questions like a news conference, and then you write your next assignments in your notes. There will be no handouts. There won't be any.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's strictly what you write down as your guide. About Heather's class, has this been read to you? The return of supplies and out attendance for introduction to radio production lab?
I want to turn my stuff in
and I will do it when I'm ready to do it, and everybody has my
alright, well, you shouldn't have to deal with wait for one person to do it and then 45 of us have to sit there and wait for one person to
do it. Turn your stuff in at a time, it won't be an issue.
It's not your fault. If you
have to
out.
Thank you. I'm moving on.
Not us. Aren't you going to read it, Bob? I want to hear this.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah, I want to.
Dear Ryan, all assignments. it says to be read to RVF 1411. It's dated yesterday. Heather Kozakowski, update to lab procedures. This was in the box where all the like the envelopes come from. It's all the stuff. So. Return of supplies and out attendance for introduction to radio production lab. All assignments are now due no later than 12:45.
That's fine.
All flash drives must be returned by 12:45. All other supplies must be returned by 12:50.
What other supplies?
Like CDs and stuff.
Oh. I was not thinking pens, pencils, staplers, that type of thing. No. So all assignments are now. When were they due?
12:45.
No, 12:30.
Oh, yeah, they were 12:30.
15 minutes. So she's giving you 15 extra minutes.
Yeah. Nice.
To get the assignments in and get the flash drives in. Everything else by 12. Out attendance will be taken in the Adobe lab. In the Adobe lab. At 12:55. If you are not in the Adobe lab for attendance at 12:55, your assignment will be late and will receive a grade no higher than a 69%. Procedure for early departure is unchanged. What was the procedure for early departure? You don't know? What was the procedure for early departure? Whoa! Katie Barr.
Tell her if you're leaving early and she marks the time you leave.
Just like all of us do. It's the same procedure for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Any questions about anything?
Why can't she tell us?
Why you don't want to hear it from me?
I'm not good enough for you now?
No way circumventing confrontation.
We love that. We love
What difference does it make? Whether I tell you, whether she tells you.
Because she needs
because it's not coming from you.
I can't get mad at you.
What are you getting mad at anybody for? Get your stuff in on time.
My stuff was in like a week.
I don't care when your stuff was in. First, you. Midterm exams.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's right. Oh, God.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the radio, but she turned on me.
The two major, as far as the story goes, what are the two? The two major things you need to avoid doing in a story were what?
Rich cities and past towns.
Attribution.
And be inaccurate.
What was that?
Or being inaccurate.
Right, you leave the past tense of being inaccurate. I took 20 for that, those two infractions. And I took so many points because it's probably the two most important things. Everything else is important too, but if your story's not accurate, I don't care if you're writing it correctly or not. We talked about the Northwest flight story. It continues to be the
bugaboo.
Bugaboo is a nice way to put it for fledgling broadcast writers because of the accuracy thing, first and foremost. It's a math thing. We went over it first marking period when you did the story. We went over it when we went over it. We went over it again. And I talked, it's just... The problem was the plane had 155 passengers and crew members on board with it, and many of you told me that the plane crashed, taking the lives of 155 passengers and crew along with two motorists, and that's not accurate. It did not. It took the lives of 154 passengers and crew. One girl survived. And that bit you a lot.
Oh,
now, the lesson here is, and again, the point to all, and not that everybody, I'm not throwing a blanket at everybody, please don't get me wrong. It's just that I want to go to this point about accuracy, and that's the whole lesson here. See, everything we do here is a reason. It's not just writing a story. There's a reason we write a particular story. There's a reason we do the Gene Jr. thing, because it's kind of complicated. It's got Fulbright and Rhodes and the E. coli thing, putting a local angle to it. It's from Tucson, but it has an impact to people down the street, so we want to talk about that. The wraparound and the paraphrasing and a little different structure. And there's a reason why we did this story. Okay. You got to be accurate. You got to double check your facts and make sure you're right. There's got to be a little something in your head going, "Nah, something wrong with this." I mean, not to the point of needing therapy, okay? But you have to question yourself a little bit. There's something is wrong with it, or could be wrong with it, or however you want to qualify it, so you can sleep at night, you know. And then double check it, and then double check it again before you let go of it. I don't care if it's a new story, or if it's a production, or if it's a mini disc, or if it's a whatever. The minute you let go of it,
you're done.
You're done. And it is what it is. So if the lesson from this is you got to double check your facts, then that's what you got to do. Okay? Because in 2 weeks, right, we do this again. We have another dance in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Another final exam. And there we go. There are some wonderful stories, and that's really good. And I just want to say that if this one didn't work out for you, then it's not the end of the world by any means. But please take note of it. So, Jerry, the grading on the story, 20 points for those things, and I generally stopped. Hopefully I can get my point across with 20 points. I mean, in other words, if you got a lead in the past tense and you were inaccurate, I didn't take like 40 points. Because I think that's just plain. That's like backing over you with a car again. Once is enough, probably. But if you didn't paraphrase the quote again, if you put "we think," you didn't change it to "they think," that's 4 points. The attribution's the wrong point, wrong place in the sentence, that's 4 points. Everything else I think is two. If you wrote NITSB instead of NTSB, stuff like that. The number was wrong, things like that. Things 2 points for each occurrence. The only time we went more than that is if the lead of the story just isn't what the story's about. I mean, if you just told me it's about
daffodils.
Green water bottles instead of the results. I mean, if you just missed it. So I'm going to go with the same procedure. I'm going to hand this out. I want you to go over it. I'm going to hand the booklet out so you can go over your multiple choice thing because the final exam will cover all this stuff again, plus today and next week. So we need to make sure we know what we're doing. Right? Okay. As always, I don't think anybody's ever done it, but if you would like to go over your exam in more excruciating detail, if you don't understand something, or you just want to make sure you understand, if you think you understand, you want to make sure you do, you're more than cordially invited to stop by the office. I'm there most days. I'll be more than happy to go over it with you. Not a problem. You want to write an email about it? You want to send me a greeting card about it? Maybe a nice bouquet with a little card stuck in it. Ask questions. That's fine. You know, chocolates are always welcome too. That's fine. I have a serious problem with that. So please don't keep wondering if you have a question about it. In 2 weeks' time, there'll be another exam and same basic idea. Yes, sir.
We're supposed to turn that lotto winner actuality in at the beginning of class.
At the beginning of class, no. No, I'm not at the beginning of the class. I should know that by now.
Yeah, but I was just making sure.
I don't know what I'm doing at the beginning of class. I don't know what I expect you to know either.
It's all the eyes of class.
I do need it today, and I will collect it today. Either before break or before we leave, one or the other. Some of you turned it in yesterday, right? I think you had two or three wraparounds yesterday, which is fine.
Did you get my email?
I don't know. When did you send your email?
Last week.
Last week?
I got the end of the week.
I'll have to check. I think I did. But. All right.
That was my story.
What did he send?
What?
He sent your story?
No, I put mine under the door.
Okay, well, fine.
Okay.
I do need the rest of them today. Any questions about those before we move on? Got down to three sections. It looks good. Looks right.
Yes.
Okay. I hope the handout thing's okay. I know this is pretty archaic, but I used to write all the stuff on the board, and it's like that had to be just excruciating. Sit through me writing on the board. So I've done the handout, and I want to go over it with you. And you want to take a few notes on these, because I will have some of the little nuggets of goodness in here. As you said in week 9, the difference between this marking period and last marking period is the fact that we hope to show you a little bit more about how news works. We talked about the six elements of news and how some stations will select stories and how you order them and how do you decide what to leave in and what to leave out. We talked about the use of tape and sound and actualities and voices and wraparounds and B-roll and all that good stuff. The other thing you need to be aware of is where news comes from. It does not just fall out of the air, nor is it delivered by Federal Express. There are 12 sources of news. Some are more commonly used than others. One, you'll have an example of in class today, and it's the first one listed. It's a press or a news conference. Either term is acceptable. They're also known as pressers, for short. And like yesterday, President Obama had a news conference, first one of the year. And it's a good way for a news reporter to have access to a newsmaker who may not be available one-on-one, like the president, for example. His day's pretty full, kind of tough to get an interview with him, but you do a news conference. As far as the newsmaker's concerned, I can address everybody at one time. The downside to a news conference is that everybody gets the same information at the same time. Now, that might not mean a whole lot to you today because you have the experience of working in this business as a professional and getting paid for it, having to show up at a news conference along with everybody else, and your job is to try to get something that nobody else is going to get. It is competitive. It can be rather cutthroat at times. It can be friendly competition at times. But if you work in the same market for any length of time, you get to know the people, and the same people will show up at the same time for every, and you say, hey, Brian, how you doing? Your station sucks. So that's a press conference. Good for access to people who aren't normally accessible. A lot of people do it today. I think Peyton Manning, and the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, will have a press conference announcing the fact they're not going to pay Mr. Manning $28 million tomorrow. And thanks, Peyton. Bye-bye. And again, they'll do it in front of a group of reporters so they don't have to schedule 85 interviews. Prior to a news conference, what you'll often get, and you will get one too, is a press or a news release. These used to be, believe it or not, mailed, like snail mail, like with a stamp and dropped in it. The planning was much more difficult. Today, of course, those faxed or more commonly emailed. Not just about news conferences, but about anything. It's a good way for a reporter to find out what's going on involving newsmakers. Everybody does news releases. Politicians do them. Rock bands do them. I mentioned Springsteen's new album in the current events because that came out on
Tuesday.
Well, prior to all of that, I mean, it's not just the news release. Obviously, there's social media, and there's all kinds of ways to get the word out, but that's one way, and the news release was probably sent everywhere saying, hey, you know, we got this new record coming out. The American Red Cross will issue a news release when they're holding a blood drive. And all of these are done, news releases, all of these are done to promote something. It can promote somebody's idea, a theory. It can promote a personal appearance, a blood drive, what have you. A news conference in classroom two. Because of that fact, you can't use them directly on the air. You have to do something with them because usually they are biased. If Senator Carl Levin sends out a news release about the United States Air Force's plan to cut some 800 jobs from Selfridge Air Force Base, and the one in Battle Creek, is it?
Yeah.
What's the one in Battle Creek? The name of the base.
Fort Custer.
Fort Custer.
Yeah,
what?
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Gatling. It's certainly going to expound on Mr. Levin's viewpoint on those job cuts and so forth. But it's a good idea. It's a good source of news. That's all we're talking about. Where do you news ideas? What do you do every day when you go to work? What do you cover? And that news releases are good sources of that. Number three is one that you will use a lot if you have anything to do with news whatsoever. Every station. Excuse me, every station will have a wire service. Some of you are holding steadfast to your habits and still listening to like Drew and Mike in the morning or 89X in the morning. Okay. Those stations are not news intensive. You'd agree with that?
I would assume.
They still have a wire service. There's a couple reasons for that. One, a lot, as you'll see, wire services are used for a lot of different things. But also there's an expectation on the audience's behalf that if something happens that you should know about. If you're listening to 89X in the morning, subconsciously there's an expectation that if something goes wrong or something happens, they're going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
God, scary. Remember 9/11?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Y'all were alive at that one.
Yeah.
You remember where you were?
Yes, I do.
Exactly where I was.
For those of us of a certain vintage, it was a Kennedy moment. When Kennedy was assassinated in 1963... When Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, I was in fourth grade, Mrs. Smale's class. I was the geeky kid in the first row next to the wall, third seat, not that I remember. When the principal stuck his head in the door and said that the president had been shot. And that was the same kind of thing. I was in my office downstairs listening to Howard Stern.
Yeah, me too.
And suddenly this happened. Of course, Howard's show came out of New York. Not that it would matter, but it did. And suddenly, Howard became a news guy. Just like that. Out the window went the usual shtick. And he became a news guy. He had the resources of his station. He had other resources, audio sources. And he starts pulling it in and coordinating it along with them. He's not doing it alone, obviously. But suddenly, Howard Stern becomes a newscaster and did a great job. So that expectation. So, and obviously, if you work for a news station, like a WWJ or something, you got all kinds of things going on here. Wire service is, as I said, one of the most common things you'll use. It's a rented service. A station, depending on the market, writes a check every month for the service. It's written in broadcast style. It is up to you to use as much of it or as little of it as you need. One of the more well-known wire services is the Associated Press, or AP. There's UPI. There's Reuters. Downstairs, we have Metro News. It's all the same thing. Said it is written in broadcast style. But there are still four reasons you need to rewrite it, and you'll need to know those. One is to update the story. Two is to put the story in your own words. Three, to correct any grammatical errors that might occur, and they do occasionally. And D, the thing we talked about a lot this marking period, adding a local angle to the story. Your audience will be most interested in the story that has a local angle to it. General wire services like the AP or Metro News or UPI provide you with the international, national news, sports, business news, farm news, yes, farm news, show prep material, kicker stories, today in history, today's birthdays, all kinds of stuff. There isn't even specialized show prep for country stations or for rock stations. And, of course, weather information. It's updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all computerized. It comes off the satellite. And you can pick and choose what stories you'd like and then print those off. Not like in the old days. You want to hear about the old days?
Sure. Absolutely.
Just to give some reference, because you don't have any reference. I mean, for most of you, right, there's always a microwave popcorn, right?
Yeah.
So there didn't always used to be microwave popcorn, I know. The first station I worked at had a wire machine. It was an old manual typewriter. You know what a manual typewriter is? I mean, I don't talk to you like you don't know anything, but you probably haven't been exposed to manual typewriters, have you? Kind of the keys that come up and hit the ribbon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are cool. There's a certain noise to them and a certain rhythm when you start to type, which you don't get with the clicking of the keys. Anyway, and that was a cool thing, except that most of the early machines were converted from manual typewriter. They still had the keyboard on them. It just they were made to run off this somehow electronically. And it was they were a lot of fun, because usually when you went back to get your news, the keys would stick. That was the problem. These things that came up and hit the ribbon, is that too fast and they jam up. So you go back there to get your news, and it'd be a blue blob about this big. You just the keys banging away at this. So then they improved everything, and they came up with what was called, honest to God, they called it a speed ball. No, not that kind of speed ball. Yeah, man, who knows about these people? IBM came out with it, and instead of the individual keys that came up and hit it, I don't know, maybe you saw this, it was a sphere. It looked like a little, it wasn't a tennis ball, a little larger than a golf ball. It had all the characters around it. So the ball itself would rotate, therefore it would run any keys to jam. That was much better. But the problem with the whole system, whatever they used, and eventually they went to like a dot matrix printer type thing, and that was even better, and so forth. But it ran all the time. I worked with Associated Press. They had paper that was specially made for this. It came in a special box, and it fed up underneath it, and then in through the printer, and it ran constantly. It printed everything. Farm news, business news, show prep, it didn't matter whether you used it or not, it printed it. And so you had to maintain it. You had to go back and check the wire machine all the time. You start the song, you walk down the hallway, because it's not in the studio with it, because it's noisy and whatnot. It'd be down the hall somewhere, and you'd have to clear the wire, tear the paper off, and then go through this ream of paper, separated in the national, state, local, business, farm, sports. There was a 2x4 or a 1x3 or whatever nailed up to the wall with nails sticking out of it, and somebody took a magic marker and would write national, local, sports, business, and you took the copy and you put it on the nails. So that Katie had to do the news, she'd walk back there and the most recent news would be in the front. Okay. One time in the old building, the night student's job was to shut the wire machine off when they left. And occasionally they would forget, so it would run all night. With nobody there, of course, to clear it. They were walking by one day, there was a little window in the door, and I walked by, and you couldn't see the room because it was just paper. Literally. You kind of fight your way through, and it took about 2 days to go through it all. So today, they've improved all that. Now you can print out what you want, as many copies of it as you want, just like anything else. Okay, you want two copies of the sports, yeah, number of copies, two. You're done. Much better. But an invaluable service. They said it's original broadcast style, it's meant to be used as it is. But as we saw with the E. coli story, remember the E. coli story? How could you forget the E. coli? You can't. Christian will not forget the E. coli story.
I remember where I was.
Remember where you were when you did the E. coli story? Remember what you were thinking, what you were feeling?
Indeed.
Well, that was a broadcast wire story. That was from Metro News, and it was awful. So there are reasons you need to rewrite this stuff. Right? Another major source are newspapers, either online or in person. Obviously, great for story ideas. No matter how big your news operation is, you can't cover everything and be everywhere and know everything. There's no way. You've got to go somewhere else. Newspapers are great for that. Large market, small market, doesn't matter. Even the smallest market will still have a Wall Street Journal or some national type of paper be delivered there. Okay. Obviously, the newspaper stuff's got to be rewritten because it's in print style, not broadcast style, and also there are plagiarism issues. If you rewrite a newspaper story and it is bylined, or if it says a specific name, or you know, Detroit News staff writers or whatever, you've got to be careful of how you do that. You have to attribute it to the source. However, the print operations also have their own wire services, and so that's not that large of a problem. It's an AP source. Number five, police and fire departments. The cop calls. Again, you may be working in a situation, you don't have anything to do with the news, except twice during your shift, whatever your shift is, you have to make the cop calls. It might be the local police, the county sheriff, state police, the county sheriff in the next county or whatever. Or you can work at a station like WWJ where the list of cop calls is 4 pages long. When I started working here, that was my job. That's what they give everybody there who starts. You need to make the cop calls. Which, of course, is useless because nobody's going to talk to you because they don't have to. Most police departments now have a public relations person. It could be another officer, but somebody's designated that day to deal with the media, and they don't have to. But that could be one of your duties, and it's an important source, at least to try. Number six, another important source, other stations. As we talked about before, you are going into a business, ladies and gentlemen, that is generally populated with jugglers and thieves. And then there is a negative side. I love funny hard stuff. Everybody steals from everybody else. I don't need to keep using WWJ as a reference, but that's the only one I've got. If you walk into that newsroom up on the wall, there are 4 television sets on all the time. Channel 7, CNN, you name it. At 6 p.m., if you're working in the newsroom, and I did, everybody's head swivels around. Fox 2 and Channel 4 and 7 hit the news at 6. What's their lead story? What are they talking about? Do we have it? We don't have it. We do have it. Do we have that detail? We don't have it. Get on the phone. Call it. Even in smaller markets. You got time for a little story?
Cheers.
WABJ in Adrian, Michigan. There are only 2 radio stations then. I think there's only 2 radio stations there now. WABJ, the good one. And then WLEN, the other one. We both did the news at 5 o'clock. I did it at WABJ, and I don't know who did it at WLEN. It doesn't matter. In the newsroom at WABJ at that time, you remember the radio cassette recorders? You may have seen pictures or read about them in history books. Mm-hmm. It was the coolest thing, man. An AM/FM radio and a cassette player in one easy-to-carry package. It was fabulous. How cool is that? This thing predates boomboxes and all that stuff. That was just the same deal on steroids. One of those was hanging in the newsroom. The dial was broken off it because it never left WLEN. It didn't, we were tuning it anywhere else. There was a cassette inside, and before 5 o'clock, I had to go in and erase the cassette and hit play record so I could record their newscast. And there was somebody over at WLEN recording my newscast. And after I got through with that half-hour newscast, went back and started playing music again, I got the cassette, brought it in the honor studio, rewound it, and listened to it. While I'm playing music and while I'm figuring out what I'm doing there and back turning to the top of the hour and all that other stuff to find out what they had that I didn't have. And if there was something, could I get something by 6 o'clock when I had to do the news again? And play songs. Always monitor your competition, but again, just because they say it's true doesn't necessarily make it so. Always check the facts for yourself. Same thing with number seven, tips from listeners. People will call in with story ideas, and some stations really court that. They really actively court. Again, Jay does with the traffic thing, you know, the traffic tips tribute. You see a problem, give us a call. But just because somebody calls in and says, yeah, I just had lunch with Elvis, doesn't necessarily make it so. You got to check it out. Get time to do a little story? I only have so many of them. Back at WABJ, I was working the night shift, and I don't know, it was around 8 o'clock at night or whatever it was, I don't remember now. Phone rings, which is rare. But it rang. Of course, I'm the only one in the station, you know, good evening, WABJ. Did you feel the earthquake? No, sir. Thank you. Have a nice night. Next person called. Do you know anything about the earthquake? Well, after about the 11th or 12th call, I lost track. I was thinking maybe I should make a phone call. Maybe I should call somebody else and say, well, you know. Well, I tried the local police department. I tried the county sheriff's, the Lenawee County Sheriff's Department. I tried the Michigan State Police Post that was in Adrian and so forth and whatnot. I couldn't get through to them. You wonder why? Because everybody was calling them going, was there an earthquake? And there was. It was about a 5-point-something. Maybe not quite that big. Outlying areas, you know, rattled the dishes a little bit. Maybe you can't run into the bed, but it wasn't damaging or whatever. But yeah, there was. As preposterous as it sounds. And of course, we do get them here once in a while. It's rare, and usually it's not a big deal, thankfully. So anyway, just because somebody calls, don't take it for granted. But on the other hand, you might want to call that restaurant to see if anybody else saw Elvis. Number eight, meetings, another source of news. Very important for smaller markets. Meetings take more and more importance because there's less other news to talk about. Generally, you may be asked to cover meetings. It might be the only news thing you do, but you'll be asked every fourth Tuesday to cover the West Unity Ohio School Board meeting. Cover the meeting, get taped, come back to the station, cut it up, do actualities, write wraparounds, leave it for the morning. Then you get to go. Very common. There are meetings around here all the time, too. Southfield City Council has a meeting, Detroit City Council. They all do, but they don't always make the news. Why?
They don't talk about nothing.
They don't talk about nothing?
Important
for
the residents of the city.
The audience.
The general audience. Southfield may consider turning all the streets in the city back to dirt. That might make the news. But if the Southfield City Council just gets together and agrees that we're going to restripe the parking lots, then probably not. But a smaller market, that's your lead story. Parking lots to be restriped. Really? Nine is newsmakers. Local reporters often make regular contact with newsmakers. The cool thing about small markets, if anybody's afraid of going to work in a small market, please stop being afraid, because it's really cool. It really is. You meet friendly people there, and it's nice, and if you're covering the news, the mayor of the town owns a business usually down the street from where you work, and you just walk right in and talk to them. Special events are good sources of news. If you watch the news at all, you know that. The parade downtown, Thanksgiving Day parade, whatever it is. Everybody covers it. State fairs, when there used to be a state fair here. County fairs, if you go to a smaller market. Anybody been to a county fair?
Oh, yeah.
No? If you haven't, you haven't lived. If you haven't gone to county fair, downwind of the cow barn, chewing on an elephant ear, you haven't quite reached perfection.
Armada,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Williams County, oh, yeah. A lot of days you don't even go to the radio station, you just go to the fair. You just go to the county fair. You just leave your wherever you live and you go there. And you spend the whole day there. Remember the Detroit Grand Prix? Remember that? On Belle Isle? Yeah, big deal, right? A lot of news coverage. Okay. They're bringing that back, aren't they?
Yeah. It's right here, yeah.
Very good. Number 11. If you watch or listen to the news at all, you will hear this. Number 11. They'll do it. It happens all the time. Public relations people, local experts, teachers at local colleges and so forth, you'll hear it all the time. When they talk to a professor from Wayne State University on the economic impact of gasoline prices, that's what they're doing. It's a great source of news. It's a great source of tape. It gives your story a local angle to it. Ben. Hello. Number 12. The internet. Again, it's like microwave popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. There wasn't always an internet. And it's a great thing, and I love it to pieces. I mean, I can't believe I sit at my desk and I can read the Wall Street Journal and the Chicago Times and the New York Times and Rolling Stone and all that. And I don't have to run around, go to the drugstore, and buy papers and sit and get black ink on my fingers and all that stuff. Please appreciate that. Just appreciate it. That's all. You don't have to, have a moment of silence or anything. Just appreciate that. And you can go to this machine and pull it up and you can get it like that. It's cool. Show prep material, all that stuff's cool. But there are a lot of bozos on this bus.
Bozos?
And you got to be careful. If you're going to use any information, I don't care if it's show prep, stick to the real stuff. If you want to do show prep about an artist or something, go to their website and use their news thing, and that's controlled. Don't go to Bob's blog on Madonna or something and then go with that, unless it's a reliable source. All right? Okay, so there's 12 of them. I think that's enough. The most common one's newspaper, either online or in person. Wire services. Those are the two main ones. I think that's it.
What was the other one you said?
Wire services.
No, before that.
Wire services, newspapers, press releases, probably. And again, the smaller the market you work in, meetings take more importance, too. Okay. So please become familiar with these. Read it over often. I'm running a tad over time. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, please be back at 10:05. Lay on. It's going to be a press conference, and we're going to have a special guest in here. This person is going to make a statement, after which you can then ask questions. Please don't ask questions during the statement. That's rude and inconsiderate. Let them make a statement, then ask a question. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid of what question you might ask. Your story depends on the accuracy of the information that you have in front of you. So if you're not sure if it's 3 or did he say 13, then ask. Okay? And then, so the next writing assignment will be just strictly from your notes. So we'll be back at 10:05, and we'll do that. Okay.